Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I help you?
Hey, Phyllis. It's Rex Masters. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Well, I don't want to say too much. Someone might think I'm bragging.
Okay. Well,
I think I spoke to you before, and I'm not sure, but I got some concerns. I've been eagerly awaiting my next Eagle Moss shipment, and I haven't received anything since January 28th, I don't think.
All right. And what is your, do you have your account number?
I do. I got 570-5074-0002.
All right. Just a moment. Let me see what I can find. Okay, you said 570-5074-0?
I think so.
Okay, so nothing's coming up under that, but that's okay. You said your last name is Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S?
Yes.
And your zip code, please?
80015.
Okay, it was five. It's 576-57.
Okay.
5074. Right. You're fine. And so this is on your Ghostbusters.
Well, I've got three items on order, and I received Ghostbusters initial sometime around the 27th of November last. And I received the initial DV5 at about the same time, and the DeLorean, the initial was around 12/7. That's when I got billed on my credit card for them, and I got those, and I received two more Ghostbusters shipments around the 28th. And when I talked to you last, I thought that I had a different count. I thought I had more DeLorean parts than I had. And I talked to somebody else, and I don't remember who it was. I think it was Melody, but I wouldn't swear to it. And I told her that we'd had a conversation and I was going to check on it. And I tried to straighten it out then, and I don't know whether I got it done right or not. But excuse me.
No, you're fine. Well, let me go ahead and get you to verify your address for me.
4767 South Olathe Street, Aurora, Colorado, 80015.
All right. Now, I do need to let you know that the magazine for the build-up issue number 3 is out of stock, and shipments are being held up right now because of our transition to our new warehouse, and they've come up on some glitches there. So we've got shipments on hold. But this being out of stock shouldn't have anything to do with that because it's been out of stock for a little bit.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about the DeLorean, or are we talking
about... On the DeLorean.
Okay.
All right, hold on. And let's see if I have a new... No, I don't have a new updated restock list, so I'm not certain when that'll be back in stock on the DeLorean.
Well, I'm getting kind of depressed. I was anxiously looking forward to it. I watched... some videos on the construction of the item, and they've got a bunch of mods that are available, but they come from Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
and they're kind of expensive, but I was thinking that if I get the model, I'd like to have the enhancements, and I'm just trying to get some kind of assurance that I don't throw more money away.
Oh, I understand you there.
For something that's not going to happen. And when we talked last, you said something about some figurines.
And that was on the Ghostbuster. Mm-hmm.
And I thought I ordered them, but I don't see anything happening on that. I'm just curious.
Well, they're not due to ship until Friday.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, now they will ship out on Friday. Well, They'll go to the warehouse on Friday, and then it'll take it, you know, at least seven days to process at the warehouse too, before they'll get those out.
Okay.
And then on the regular Ghostbusters, it looks like that your next shipment is due to go to the warehouse on the 23rd of April. That you just had a shipment go to the warehouse on the 30th. And so that one should ship out probably in the next week. Well, let me double check that. Okay, so, yes, shipment number 4 went to the warehouse on the 30th, and we're still waiting for it to process and ship out to you. Now, I see a note that says that shipment 1 and 2 was possibly lost in transit. Now, did you check your stock to see if you would actually receive shipments 1 and 2?
1 and 2 for
the Ghostbusters.
Well, I think I got those, but I'm not
okay,
sure.
Good.
What do they entail?
I don't know the parts exactly. I can give you the numbers. But shipment number 1 has issues 1 and 2 in it. And then shipment number 2 has the binder plus the magazine for issues 3 through 6 and the kits for 3 through 6 also.
Well, I don't know for sure whether I got that or not, but what was the third one?
The third one had the magazine for the build-up issues 7 through 10, and then you also got the kits for issues 7 through 10.
I've got that one for sure.
Okay, good. Good.
And I may have the other one. I don't recognize what we're talking about. Unfortunately,
I don't have that one broke down to tell me what is what.
That's all right. I'm real bad. I've been trying to wait until I get them all together to try and sort them out. But I think I got through 10 build-ups for the Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And
yes, that would be exactly right.
I don't think that I received the initial DB5.
Let's look at that. Okay, yes, you were should have received maybe the initial package for the first shipments for the DB5. Let me see. No, it was sent to the warehouse on the 24th. It should most likely ship probably one day next week.
You're saying the TV5.
It just came back into stock because, you know, remember we talked about how the first issues were out of stock and we couldn't send anything out. Well, they finally came back into stock and we got them. We've got your order sent over to the warehouse to prepare for shipping. And so that should probably ship out one day next week.
Okay. I'm sorry, Phyllis. I just get confused. I get a lot of things on order. And
oh, you're fine.
Well, try not to be impatient. I'm just anxious.
I understand. I do, because that's a lot of money that you've got invested. And these are really fun things to do with your money, and you just want to do it. I understand that entirely. You just want them to get there. And we're working on it. We really are. We're going to be getting our warehouse back going right.
Well, I understand that there's a confusion because of the transition, mm-hmm. but I guess I'm disappointed that they don't update the email with that information so that...
Yes, sir. I wish they would do that also, because that would make it easier for everybody involved if an email would go out and say, look, this is what's going on right now. Sorry, but we'll get things going as soon as possible.